Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Did you know October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month? Well, we want you to remember to adopt your pets, not only in October, but any month of the year. Millions of healthy, adoptable dogs and cats tragically are killed in shelters each year due to overpopulation. In certain areas, the statistics are pretty grim, with most cats entering shelters never getting out alive, and more than half of the dogs also euthanized because they were not adopted. Besides adopting and not buying your dogs and cats, why not visit your local shelter and find out what you can do to help keep those sheltered animals happy and healthy, and to get more of them happily into homes? Shelters are very grateful to the volunteers who support their work to save and adopt as many animals as they possibly can. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to work at a shelter? Well, how about running a shelter? What challenges, joys, heartaches would that bring? How about managing all the shelters in an entire county? Imagine what that must entail. Well, today on the show, we are pleased to speak with our good friend Robert Miller, who does just that as director of Riverside County, California's Department of Animal Services. Now, later in the show, what do you think of PETA's advertising? Do they go over the line, or are they just provocative enough to grab your attention? So I'm pleased to introduce now Rob Miller, who oversees animal services in Riverside County. Now, the county is a very large one with more than 2.2 million residents. Its largest city is also called Riverside in the west part of the county, and about an hour's drive to the east are the so-called desert cities, including Palm Springs, where we are now. Welcome, Rob.
Good day, Lori. How are you?
Good. Rob, how many county shelters are there, and how many employees do you manage?
Riverside County has four main shelters, and they stretch across 6,400 square miles. And that goes from Riverside on the far west to Blythe right on the Colorado River and Arizona border. And the department has more than 200 employees and roughly about 500 volunteers and impounds about 50,000 animals a year.
Wow. Rob, how would you describe the ideal municipal animal shelter and what elements need to be in place to permit a shelter to be excellent?
Well, I think the model is something that's preached nationally, and Maddie's Fund, I think, has the right idea where the municipal model of today needs to be in partnership with two things. It needs to be in partnership with the local humane societies or no-kill or rescue organizations that serve a different population of the animals locally, and it also has to be connected to the community. Community-based solutions and community involvement really bring another level to an organization in today's environment.
There have been many pushes in recent years, Rob, to decrease the rate of euthanasia of adoptable dogs and cats in the United States. Have they been successful?
Well, certainly we've been successful over the past, 2 to 3 decades. The number of euthanized animals nationally has decreased significantly. Just not too long ago, we saw about 15 million dogs and cats euthanized in the United States. And more recently, we see that number somewhere between, 3.5 to 5 million. And, we've talked about this a lot within the industry, and what we've come down to is that we think the low-hanging fruit or the easy issues to tackle over the last couple of decades have really been solved through spay and neuter, through better identification and microchipping. And really what we're left is a segment of the population that we believe is more difficult to find homes for. And really at the heart of that issue, one of the primary things that drive the euthanasia number is cats.
Why?
Well, nationally, about 80% of all cats are euthanized. And from my experience, cats are more of a disposable societal issue. And I say that because if you just think of the common person who loses a cat, especially a cat that goes indoors and outdoors or is an outdoor-only cat, if you kind of put yourself in their mindset, what you'll see is for the first couple of days, they think, well, Fluffy's done this before. Fluffy's wandered off, comes back a couple of days later, and everything's fine. So they wait, and they wait. And then they decide, well, you know, it's been longer than normal, so let's start, you know, canvassing the neighborhood, maybe putting up some flyers. And really, it's a week or longer before they decide to look at their local animal shelter. And we get a lot of people that come in and say, you know, I lost my cat, so I'm here to look for a new one. And the value that society places on cats is sadly far lower than the value we place on dogs. Not that people don't love cats, not that cats haven't been a tremendous a companion through the ages for humans, but you think about the laws that circulate around dogs. You have to have them vaccinated for rabies, at least in California. You have to have your dog licensed. In a lot of jurisdictions, you have to have your dog sterilized. So, but when you look at cats, cats are not required to be vaccinated for rabies. Most jurisdictions throughout the United States do not require licensing for cats. Now, granted, with a cat being territorial, being predatory in nature, being outdoors, and obviously we have a feral population, not that we don't have feral dogs, but certainly feral cats is a more common sight. These are all issues that make the cat situation a little bit more complicated than the dogs.
Yeah. In addition to the problems you just mentioned, what are the some other big problems facing shelters in the U.S. now?
Well, funding is always an issue. When you look at animal controls, municipal animal controls, most of them they sit within the public safety aspect of the city or county budget. A lot of cities, they put their animal control underneath their police department. Thankfully, in Riverside County, our animal control department stands alone as an individual department reporting to the county CEO. But when you start to hear about issues about prisoner realignment or, you know, public safety is first. We need more officers, police officers and deputies out in the field. We need to build more jails. These are all issues that put animal control in terms of the public safety budget very low on the totem pole. And the primary revenue that's associated with animal control is dog licensing revenue. Mm. And dog licensing compliance has been traditionally low. And it forces animal control into the position of having to spend money to make money. So we have to spend money in terms of canvassers, animal control officers, to go into the field and engage the community, and a lot of times to force compliance.
Rob, what do you hope to see happen in the management of animal shelters over the next decade or two?
I would say my primary goal for the industry as it pertains to management and leadership is for the industry to professionalize and to see the industry develop better best practices and standards. I think there's a ton of best practices and a ton of standards out there that are just terrific that organizations could utilize. The problem is there's no consistency. And so while one organization may deploy standards that, you know, are recommended by the American Veterinary Medical Association, another shelter right down the street may not have even heard of them. And I think that really comes to there are certainly a number of highly educated individuals in this industry, especially when we look at veterinary medicine, and we have doctors and we have PhDs. But when you look at towards the smaller animal controls or humane societies, you tend to find people in leadership and management positions that don't have formal educations. They don't have a college background, or they don't have a professional background that relates to the industry. You know, maybe they were in charge of some call center, or they were in a marketing firm. And now, because they have this passion for animals, they're managing their local humane society because they were very successful in their other career. But unfortunately, they don't have a lot of the skill sets that are necessary to really understand animal control or humane welfare for animals as an industry.
Very good. Don't go away. More with Robert Miller. After the break, we're going to talk to Rob about a breed-specific ordinance that was just approved in Riverside County. You're listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Who let the dogs out? Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking to the director of Riverside County, California's Department of Animal Services, Rob Miller. Rob, Riverside County recently approved a new ordinance requiring the fixing of a certain dog breed. Rob, explain what the ordinance states.
Well, Lori, it has to do with pit bulls. And for most of us, when we conjure up an image of pit bulls, we think of one of two things. We think of an example would be like Petey from the Little Rascals that a lot of us grew up watching. Or we think of what we see on the 5 and 6 o'clock news, which is some horrible, horrendous dog attack, mauling, and in some cases resulted in death. And really, that's not where the story ends. Several years ago in California, there was a Senate bill. Senator Speer ran a bill forward that the governor eventually signed that was titled SB 861. And essentially what the bill said was you cannot ban a specific breed within your jurisdiction, within a county or a city, but what you can do with the appropriate amount of findings, so you have to have justification, you could require a single breed or breeds to be sterilized, to be spayed and neutered. And when we started looking at the pit bull issue, really it was not necessarily from a public safety issue. We started looking at the pit bulls mainly from a sad population intake aspect, because as it is right now, Riverside County, 1 in 5 dogs, 20% that we impound are pit bulls or pit bull crosses. And of those 20% that we impound, most of those dogs, sadly, do not find a home and are euthanized. And so when we started looking at our data, we saw that of all the dogs euthanized through the Riverside County sheltering system, 1/3 of all dogs being euthanized were pit bulls and pit bull crosses. And we started scratching our heads. So we wanted to look at the data more closely. And what we found is that in most cases, dogs that are lost that are pit bulls or pit bull mixes are never reclaimed by their owners. And then when the dogs are placed up for adoption, most of the dogs that are adopted are less than a year or even greater, less than 6 months of age. And for everything that's a year and older, every day they sat in the sheltering system, their chances of somebody adopting them grew exponentially worse. And just for a point of fact, Riverside County does not have a timeline by which animals have to be euthanized. The pit bull can sit in our system for a year or more. And to see that pit bulls can sit in a kenneling situation for months and months and months without ever finding an adopter really left us concerned that the state of pit bulls in our county are much like cats. The conclusions we drew required action. And, of course, recently we've had a number of dog attacks involving pit bulls, probably more than in any decade I can think of in the past 100 years.
Who opposed this legislation, Rob?
Who opposed it?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly breeders of pit bulls. Remarkably, the American Kennel Club did not oppose it. United Kennel Club didn't oppose it. And the AKC allows registry for the American Staffordshire, and the UKC allows registry for most pit bulls. And we see a new trend that's out in the market right now in terms of dog breeding. They're called bully breeds. And this is where they're taking American pit bulls, and they're crossbreeding them with other breeds, such as bulldogs. And what we're seeing as the result of this genetic blending is we see a dog that looks like a pit bull, that's very muscular, large head, oversized jaw, and they're very squat. They have very short legs and a very broad chest and broad hind end. And so we know there's a ton of interest with pit bulls. It's probably the most popular breed in California, if not the nation. And if people don't know the history of the pit bull, if we look back 100 years, when we had people living on farms, the pit bull was actually such a family-oriented animal that it was considered the nanny dog. So people would actually leave their children with the dog while they were working out on the farm because they felt the dog would protect the children, and it could act as a nanny. And
Rob, just in the interest of time, okay, so you mentioned the breeders. Of course, the selfish breeders would oppose this because you're taking away their business, and they're scared this legislation would extend to mandatory sterilization of all dogs, which would really hurt them. But why stop at making sterilization mandatory for pit bulls? With the millions of healthy, adoptable dogs we kill every year in our country's shelters due to overpopulation, why not shoot for sterilization of all dogs and cats, for that matter?
Well, I think, we've seen this already. We've seen mandatory sterilization in the city of L.A. and L.A. County, and it's happened in other places in the country. And I think there's a good argument for requiring spay and neuter of all breeds of dogs and also cats. Unfortunately, in Riverside County, the county is still semi-rural, and property rights, and dogs and cats are still considered property in the state of California. Property rights are paramount to the constituent base. And so we've crafted legislation that we think tailors to specific problems. And we do have a spay-neuter ordinance that affects all breeds of dogs. And it's secondary enforcement. So what we did is we said, let's target bad owners instead. So if you don't license your pet, you don't get it vaccinated, it's running loose, it doesn't have proper identification, these are all strikes that we will then force you, either through administrative citations, fix-it tickets, or through criminal citations, force you to fix your animal because you've shown that you cannot meet the basic tenets of pet ownership.
Rob, you know, as you know, because you and I have discussed this before, I have mixed feelings about this sort of legislation aimed at specific breeds. I feel it labels a breed as bad when in fact most of the individual animals are not bad. Do you think singling out a breed promotes the stereotypes we want to avoid or erroneous impressions of the breed?
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you on that point. I think it does add to the sensationalism or the hype surrounded around a certain breed. I remember Doberman Pinschers in the 70s and 80s. I remember the German Shepherd and the Rottweiler. All these dog breeds were, to a certain degree, persecuted because of a few incidents. And that's not necessarily untrue with the pit bull. But I will give one example that I think makes the pit bull stand out above others.
Quickly, we only have a few seconds left.
Okay, number one, the pit bull breed was genetically designed to be aggressive and dominant in a fighting situation. Number two, the pit bull has twice the muscle mass as we see on these other breeds. And so when they are aggressive, they tend to inflict a tremendous amount of damage that we don't see in other bites.
Rob Miller, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today.
Thank you, Lori.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For the careful investor, these are challenging times. Thankfully, there's Assured Guarantee. When you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Backed by a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee, the proven leader in municipal bond insurance. For investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up.
but I just discovered the new Services Center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing, and I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo, featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
What do you have in front of you? I see these very provocative pictures of women dressed up and, not dressed up. Oh, I was going to say what they're dressed up in.
Well, I've got a series of advertisements and promotionals from our friends at PETA. And, some of these get people's attention. Some of them are clearly, in my opinion, out there just to shock. But some of them are pretty effective. I thought we would go through a couple of them, see what you think about them.
Okay,
and,
good.
Starting with this one I'll describe is a looks like a poster, and we've got a picture of this a person named Joanna Krupa. I don't know.
She's a model.
Model. That's appropriate because she is barely naked, barely dressed. She's holding a large crucifix in front of her body. Protecting her from being fully exposed.
So she's not dressed. She's not barely dressed.
She's dressed in a crucifix, and she's got wings on.
And high heels.
And a halo.
Okay.
And she is standing above an image of a couple of dozen dogs who are looking out toward us.
And the crucifix is covering her private parts.
Yes, just barely.
And she is, it's
a stunning image. I mean, you can't help stare at this thing. And the text says, be an angel for animals, always adopt, never buy. So be an angel for animals.
Okay, and this is PETA's advertisement.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the deal? Why the crucifix? And apparently it's got a bunch of people up in arms about that.
Well, the Catholic lead voiced its opposition to this advertisement,
Catholic
right?
Catholic leaders.
Right.
Yes,
well,
did.
It's called the Catholic League, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you think they're justified? They don't like the use of the crucifix to protect this girl's modesty? Come on.
Well, I think there's a lot going on there that they might oppose. But okay. I did find a quote from Joanna Krupa, which states, it's understandable that the Catholic League is weary of another sex scandal, but the sex we're talking about pertains to dogs and cats. As a practicing Catholic, I'm shocked that the Catholic League is speaking out against my PETA ads, which I'm very proud of. I'm doing what the Catholic Church should be doing, working to stop senseless suffering of animals, the most defenseless of God's creation. I'm a voice for innocent animals who are being neglected and dumped by the millions at shelters. In my heart, I know that Jesus would never condone the suffering that results when dogs and cats are allowed to breed.
Yeah, very powerful.
I know.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
wonder if she wrote that.
You don't think
I hope
a beautiful blonde can write something so powerful?
No, I wasn't saying that at all.
Okay.
Well, very good for her.
Okay.
I hope to see more of these.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have another one right there in your hand.
Well,
what's that one?
She follows in the footsteps of Pamela Anderson. And her,
so does this
now,
go in the order of your favorite to least favorite? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one is going to be I'll save my least favorite for the last.
Okay.
So it seems to me that the Anderson image inspired Krupa, and we've got a side view of Anderson in a little bikini.
Pamela Anderson.
And she has got, you know, sort of in the sitting on the ground with her knees up, and her body is labeled as if it were a piece of meat ready to be butchered. So you've got an area that says ribs, rump, round, shoulder, breast, leg, and feet, as if she is ready to be a butcher. And this was also banned in Montreal because it's sexist. All animals have the same parts. That's the little tagline there. Have a heart, go vegetarian. Pamela Anderson for PETA. Any problem with that?
You know, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They use sex to sell their message.
I mean, to me, this is pretty tame at this point, considering the twerking and all the nudity and the violence that we see on television.
But is it effective? Do people look at that and say, oh, this is just ridiculous?
Yeah. I think PETA has their place in this movement, and I like what they do overall.
Well, look, Burger King used sex to sell its message, didn't it? Don't they all the time?
Everybody. Well, Carl's Jr., you mean?
Carl's Jr.? Yeah, Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
Some woman or model or actress is eating a hamburger and it's dripping all over their body, or they're washing a car naked or half naked.
Yeah.
Is that – that's some meat thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this image of Pamela Anderson raising awareness of the naive, of people who have not thought about this before? Is it setting off anything, or is it just getting the people who know about this to nod their heads? Yeah, I like that.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. What do you think?
My guess is that it probably does a couple percentage, perhaps.
Okay.
I don't think it's a very high-yield thing, but I do think it perhaps has ancillary benefits to them as a group, and that is attracts attention, attracts donations, and sort of brands them as the people who do this.
Yeah.
I mean, not many other people are really into this. So
yeah.
It's their sort of thing. Like the Humane Society wouldn't do this, right?
Right.
It means sign the United States.
Right.
Do the, so anyway, good. I have no trouble with this. Here's another image of some volunteers. They are in front of the Westminster Dog Show in New York City, it looks like, and they are dressed as, they're dressed as Klan's people.
See, I don't get that.
Uh-huh.
What are they trying to say there?
Yeah. I don't know what they're trying to say there. I've stared at this thing. I just don't understand what they're leafleting, and they're saying something AKC, about the AKC they're not happy about.
Okay.
But I don't understand why they are dressed like Klansmen.
Okay.
I'm sure that got a couple people sort of excited,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Here's another one, and we've got a female model who has who's hanging from a chain by her hands outstretched above her head in front of some meat carcasses also hanging, and she is being partially butchered. She's been sort of transected at her torso as if she's hanging.
Yeah.
And the tagline there is "Hooked on meat, go veg." That's pretty graphic. That's hard to look at.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if this is converting your typical hamburger eater at all. I would guess they just ignore that. I don't know.
Yeah. But
there's some value to the shock, I guess, in some level. But I don't know.
So okay, let me interrupt this. Your pile of papers there.
This pile of papers is research. What do you think goes on behind the scenes here?
NBC refused to air some of the PETA commercials during the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah.
There was, I think, one of them that I sort of found on YouTube the other day. Where there was this pizza delivery guy comes into a home with two eager, sexy girls, and they go behind a couch, and one of the women pop up from behind the couch and says, "What happened to the sausage?" Okay, and then they do that scene for a couple times. And then a different delivery guy comes into the house with the same two eager, sexy women. And the guy comes in with a bag of veggies.
Yes.
And the girls and this gentleman go behind the couch and gives the impression that the girls are very satisfied. And the message is meat can cause impotence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they paid, they bought the time.
I don't know, but I know this one for sure was a banned Super Bowl ad. Do you remember where the gorgeous woman was undressing and she was down to her underwear and she was rubbing all these vegetables around her body, the asparagus up and down her body, and licking the pumpkin and the pumpkin by her crotch?
I think I saw that on YouTube.
Okay, yeah. And so anyways, and the message was studies show vegetarians have better sex.
Mm.
And they banned that one. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say about that, this image of rubbing vegetables. Okay, so here's an interesting one. You've got a couple of a pair of women also in bikinis in a tank that appears to be filled with red liquid, and all this is set in front of a KFC store with a big sign.
Yeah,
and they are trying to depict the fact that KFC is scalding their chicks to death.
Right. I remember that time where they were doing that.
I mean, people don't know really about this poultry industry or they care not to think about it. So I don't know, but it seems pretty easy enough to get women to get nearly naked for a cause. I don't know.
Yeah, but does this give the message? Does it educate people about what's going on? I don't know.
Yeah, and I'll just say that maybe it doesn't matter so much. I think PETA has got their own goal here. And then
you might be right.
To wrap up this notion here, we've got a pair. First, we've got a I'm told, porn star named Jenna Jameson, who is dressed up in a plastic leather outfit with high heels. It's very sort of a porn sexy sort of thing. Asking people to use fake leather instead of leather.
Uh-huh.
And her compatriot, also porn star, Ron Jeremy, saying...
A man
with handcuffs and a towel over his bottom. The tagline, "Too much sex can be a bad thing. Spay and neuter your cats and dogs."
He's supposed to be a male porn star?
Yes.
Don't know of him.
Okay, more research required.
Okay. Don't go away. You have news for us, I hope.
Yes, we have news.
Okay, this is Animals Today.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. on average. 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match to the dangers to today's world. The good news is animal behavior experts say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that the outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a crying child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. It's fun for both of you. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there can be no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you not to give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late. This message brought to you by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at AIAnimals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
Get it started. My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at Office Max. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new Office Max Services Center.
Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The horses are on the track.
Hey, welcome back to Animals Today. It's Peter Spiegel. Hey, Laurie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. So the horse song has to do with what's going on in New York City. You know, there's been a big push to ban the horse-drawn carriages.
Yeah.
And it's tough for these horses in New York City. Maybe not as bad. Maybe slightly less bad in certain areas where they can rest a little bit or whatever. But still.
Definitely more bad than... than other parts of the country, right?
There's cars whipping by. There's cars, they get struck, they fall down. I mean, it's just very nasty.
Terrible.
It
should be banned.
Yeah. So it turns out this has come into play in the upcoming mayor's race, which is now down to two contenders. And one of the Democratic contenders who's now out, Christine Quinn, was going to keep the industry alive, and that was her pledge, but she's now been beaten by Bill de Blasio.
And what's his view on it?
He is going to he's pledged, as did his opponent on the other side, to put an end to the city's
fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, Joe Loda is the Republican.
Good,
either way.
Good for Joe.
So this is the outcome of a very long and coordinated and well-funded and effort led by a bunch of dedicated people. I think we had someone on a few years ago talking about this. So congratulations, and it's going to hopefully shine a light on this and lead the way. So
okay.
Good for them.
Let's hold Joe to his word, right?
And let's see what happens.
I know.
Really. How do you shut down an industry? I'm curious to know, like where do the horses go and people are going to be crying about the jobs of the people in the industry.
Okay, they'll get over it. Okay.
Their health. In Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
There's this, in the suburbs, there's this restaurant called The Grounds, and they are missing two of their mascots, one named Kevin Bacon, who I believe is the pig, one named Bradley, who's the goat. And they were located on a barn on the property and were stolen. So they're looking at their security cameras. So there's a $5,000 reward. So, you know, having these animals as little mascots, I don't know. I don't know if that's a great idea, but it's their novelty. Someone stole them. Okay. Well,
I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, is it their animal? Is it their companion animal?
They used it
as a mascot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's still sad that they got stolen.
In Times Square, you know, there's a new billboard. I wonder if John has been to Times Square recently, our producer. But it is depict the goal of this billboard is to inform people about elephant poaching in Africa.
John, have you seen that?
Problem.
The thing is that when you're a native New Yorker, you don't look up. You walk looking down at your feet in a very focused way. Tourists look up.
Yeah. So Asher J is the artist, and the group March for Elephants helped use crowdfunding to put this up, and you've got this huge lighted sign on Broadway with some text to raise awareness about the global ivory trade and poaching. And apparently, every 15 minutes, an elephant is killed. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, it's really incredible.
No, I read this is really a bad time right now.
Yeah.
For elephants.
So good for them. A creative idea. So I put out a little a question on my Facebook to see if anyone has seen this in person yet.
Yeah, but if John's right, you're walking through Times Square, your head's down, you're not up. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know. If you're in New York and you're looking up, you're definitely not a native.
No, that's right.
No. Oh, look how tall the buildings are.
Yeah. Didn't we see one of these similar ads about anti-poaching and the elephants and
stuff? Oh, yeah.
At an airport.
That's right.
Well, we were in line for security, so we were just standing there for 3 hours, so we had nothing to look at but the wall, which was right there, which was really great.
That was pretty interesting.
That was great.
And I think we concluded that the words were a little bit too small in size to really...
Yeah, and the contrast was bad.
Yeah, but it was nice that they stuck it there.
Yeah.
So
would an ad like that, a place like that, cost more than Times Square huge ad where no one looks up?
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay.
Well, who's going to talk about a little ad? Oh, we were.
Okay. In the airport, right, okay.
Talking about pit bulls earlier with your guest, a rescued pit bull has saved the life of a 4-year-old who became dangerously hypoglycemic. A pit bull was rescued in Minnesota by a family. They were going to foster this dog they call Tater Tot, and he was taken out right before he was going to get euthanized. And the dog instantly became the family pet. So there's no more intention to foster him, which happens all the time.
All the time.
That's
got
to be the hardest thing. By
I
way,
would
to,
never
to
foster. I'd be having a house full of animals.
Yeah. Anyway, this 10-month-old dog. Realized that something was wrong with the child one night, and he began licking and jumping on the boy when he wouldn't wake up. And he was whining and barking, and finally the parents realized that there was an issue, and they brought him to the emergency room, and he was dangerously low on his blood sugar.
Wow.
So this dog really detected something, as they can do. But look how it happened. Like, no training, instant bond.
I know.
And a nice outcome.
Oh, this happens all the time. This happens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful story. Yeah. Wonderful story.
In some northern states, such as Montana, they are losing their so-called critical funding that they usually get from hunting licenses because there are fewer hunters.
Good.
And they are scrambling to try to figure out how to fund their activities. In particular... they are considering trying to extract funds from people who merely want to watch the wildlife or photograph the wildlife rather than who have been traipsing at no charge.
Bogus. I don't like that.
But they are dealing with a shrinking industry. Fewer young people are going into it.
Good.
And
good.
They're going to have to get creative here.
Charge people to look at wildlife. Yeah, that's really classic. Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Lawmakers voiced tentative optimism Sunday that fiscal crisis talks between Senate leaders would pave the way to a deal to avert a government default. As the clock ticked down to a Thursday deadline for raising the U.S. debt ceiling, necessary to avoid a possible government default, both Democratic and Republican senators said the fact their leaders were meeting represented progress. Iran on Sunday rejected the West's demand to send sensitive nuclear material out of the country, but signaled flexibility on other aspects of its atomic activities that worry world powers ahead of renewed negotiations this week.
As a Sunday night deadline looms for a possible strike that could cripple the San Francisco Bay Area's commuter rail system, transit users are bracing for a Monday morning gridlock as negotiators plan to talk well into the evening. You're listening to IRN USA News.
I bet you've heard this phrase before. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. It's attributed to poet Ralph Waldo Emerson in the late 19th century. Since that time, more than 4,400 patents have been issued for new mousetraps, making them the most frequently invented device in U.S. history. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. Now, we don't sell mousetraps, but we do market the highest quality products we can find in our business category. To prove it, we'd like to send you a free sample that you could try for yourself. Right now, we're looking for people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month using a telephone and the internet to market these great products. To get your free sample and find out how you can make extra money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
A U.S. citizen was found dead in an Egyptian prison on Sunday in an apparent suicide, 6 weeks after he was arrested for breaking a curfew. That's according to security sources. James Henry had been held northeast of Cairo since his arrest on August 28th near the border with the Gaza Strip. A U.S. embassy official said a U.S. citizen had died as the result of an apparent suicide at the prison. Egyptian authorities made no immediate comment. At the time of Henry's arrest, security sources had said that he was on his way to Gaza. A crowd converged on the World War II Memorial at the National Mall, pushing through barriers Sunday morning to protest the memorial's closing under the government shutdown. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas were among those who gathered Sunday morning, along with former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. That's according to WTOP Radio. Cruz said President Barack Obama is using veterans as pawns in the shutdown. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 800-383-5310. 800-383-5310.
A recent breakthrough with Alzheimer's is being hailed as a turning point. National correspondent Sean Scott Ferguson has the details.
The discovery of the first chemical to prevent the death of brain tissue in a neurodegenerative disease has been hailed as a turning point in the fight against Alzheimer's disease, the BBC reports. More work's needed to develop a drug that could be taken by patients, but scientists say a resulting medicine could treat Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and other diseases. In tests on mice, the Medical Research Council showed all brain cell death from prion disease could be prevented. Professor Roger Morris from King's College London said that the finding he suspected would be judged by history as a turning point in the search for medicines to control and prevent Alzheimer's disease. I'm Sean Scott Ferguson, IRN USA News.